Welcome to Mosaic Wealth Partners in 8 minutes or less. I'm Eric Jaffe. I'm here with Chris Williams. The topic for today's episode is inflation. Chris, inflation seems to be the hot topic. You see it all over the media these days. We're seeing numbers that we haven't seen since the late 80s, early 90s. I think the big question is, do we think this is something that's here to stay for a while?
Yeah, the inflation conversation really breaks down into two issues. We go back 5 years, we had been in an environment for, you know, a decade where we had really low inflation, you know, to put a number on it, you know, in the twos. Eventually it was 1 point something, so really low. And the economists, analysts, everybody looked at it and said, you know, there's probably going to be some inflation in the future from numerous reasons that we'll skip for the sake of time. But it was projected. That's the point. And then we had this second issue, which was first the pandemic, which created a lot of supply problems. And then you had have this invasion of Ukraine, which is sort of doubling down on pricing pressure, making prices go up, especially with oil. So, you know, to answer your question, is it here to stay? Well, I think you're going to have a rise in inflation like we were going to. I think we've gone past that point and it's going to average out. And the question is really, how long is that going to take? I mean, I think you're looking at least 18 months to at least settle out and then sort of reassess, you know, how much higher are we and then where are we going from there?
I think that's right. You know, one thing that there's been a fear of inflation with low interest rates for 10, 15 years, really since the financial crisis. But for me, it's very hard to see inflation being significant and persistent if you don't have rising wages and low levels of unemployment. You really need people to have more money so that they're bidding up the prices of goods and services. And we're seeing that now. And that, to me, is a real indicator that this is not just a short-term blip, but it's something we're probably going to have to deal with for at least the foreseeable future.
You know, that's a great point on the wages, because that would be one of the things that we would have been talking about a few years ago, saying, you know, wages were stagnant for a while and they look poised to increase, which is what you need. You need more money to be able to spend more money to drive and prices up. And that's something that sort of got lost because it started to become about who's working in the pandemic and changing jobs. But again, if you really just look at the two-year jump, the wage growth has started to happen, and it's something that should put pricing pressure, you know, which is a fancy way of saying more inflation.
Exactly. We all feel the effects of inflation. We go to fill up our gas tank and you know, gas prices are higher, et cetera. But what are your thoughts on what this does to portfolios? I mean, when we're looking at it from the investment point of view, we need our money, particularly if you're nearing or in retirement. We need it to help us maintain a standard of living that is now getting more costly to maintain.
Yeah, that's the question. What do I do? What's oil's going up. Should I invest in oil? You know, commodities typically are where you see growth in price growth, you know, investment price growth, that they're going up in inflationary times, and they can be a way to invest and offset maybe some other parts of the portfolio. Real estate is one that historically in inflationary environments is good to own, and for us it would be real estate investment trust, right, which would have a basket across multiple styles of real estate. So, you know, if one sector of real estate is not doing too well, or we can focus on the sectors we want to, you get a nice interest rate, and it's a holding you're going to be usually happy to ride out during, you know, higher inflationary times before growth comes back in favor, is probably the way to say it.
And I think that brings us to one of our favorite discussion points, which is we like to call it problem or opportunity. Is high inflation just a problem? Is it just an opportunity? I mean, we often find it's, you know, any particular issue is a little bit of both. You've mentioned a couple of asset types where there may be some real opportunity. Any thoughts on inflation generally and whether this is a broader problem for investment portfolios, or is it really somewhere like many issues where there's some good and some bad, and you just got to be careful how you pick them?
Inflation is definitely a problem. Now, there are opportunities that come out of that problem, but if you had your choice of one or the other, you definitely don't want to be in an inflationary environment, or at least a sustained one, right? Because as we just talked about, oil can be an opportunity, but eventually it can just level out and then you don't get any appreciation there. And now you're just dealing with the problem of inflation itself. So there are some opportunities that might be a list that we could explore later, but in general, high inflation, I would say, is a problem, and we need to be on top of it.
So I mentioned briefly, there's real concern in my mind for your pre-retirees and retirees here because they have a portfolio that needs to last throughout their period of retirement. And now that portfolio is going to likely need to support a lifestyle that, while no different in terms of quality, is probably more expensive. So, my feeling is this is really a time where you've got to be very strategic in your portfolio management to make sure that the portfolio is doing whatever it can to keep ahead of this ever-rising inflation rate.
Yeah, it's all about prices and cost, right? And when you're in retirement, that hits you a lot harder, or at least we could look at medical cost. It doesn't matter what's happening with the rest of the economy. That always seems to be in an inflationary environment, and that hits you as you get older. The retiree today versus 40 years ago. 40 years ago, there were interest rate investments to actually use, right? There were bonds that paid 10, 12, 14%, whatever year we're looking at, even 6 to 8%, where we haven't been able to get anything like that pre or 07 crash. Potentially, inflation can rise, rates can rise, and folks in retirement actually might have other investment choices that are, let's say, safer that they would now look to because they haven't had that opportunity in 15 years, basically.
I think that's a great teaser for our next podcast as we are out of time today. Next episode, we'll discuss interest rates and what the Fed is doing in an attempt to combat this rising inflation. So for today, Chris and I are signing off. Thank you for joining us for In 8 Minutes or Less, and we will catch you next time.